got, I don't know. What are those huge Japanese drums called where they just hit them with the sticks?
Oh, yeah. Gongs?
It's really big. Hmm. My car.
All in your car?
My car does not go.
Do you have a Humvee?
Nope.
You have like a timpani strapped to the top.
Do you have
like
a 16 wheeler?
I always wonder.
It's a TARDIS.
Seriously.
My wife's a nerd when it comes to that kind of stuff. So
I do always wonder when I'm driving why so many cop cars are following me.
They're like, I need a drummer. Pull over. Got this cover band. Anyway.
All cop cover band.
That actually would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
It'd be like the Village People, but all cops.
Right?
I would pay to see that.
All right, American Apparel, you guys want to do your thing?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Do you want to start with Nobody Knows?
Yes, that's, I do.
This is for Gordon, our bass player, who's not here.
And this is also, just want to make a note of this, is actually the very first thing that we have ever done under this band name. You know, this is like the world debut of
what we're calling
American Apparel.
Very nice. Well, if you like what you hear, don't forget you can catch them Sunday at Zuzu in Cambridge.
Yes, sir.
Or Cambridge, as I like to say. Cambridge.
Cambridge. Alrighty.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. I got a new world. I got a new world in my sight. I got a light bulb on in my faith. But nobody knows I do. Mother, mother, mother. Mother, mother, mother.
Thank you, guys.
And I helped.
And that was Lee on His presence.
I provided catering.
Lee was actually making you two do that with his mind. He was performing performing the song through you telekinetically.
Whoa. For the record, when it comes to Lee, I just need to say that I can say firsthand from my experience that Lee is a beast of a drummer.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. That's all the more reason to come out on Sunday.
Well, we listened to the surprise party earlier, your track Dull, before Static Dynamic, and it's a very
Thanks.
Good track.
It's actually called Crabs.
It's called Crabs?
Dull's the name of the album.
Oh, my bad.
No problem.
I apologize for that.
Neither have anything to do with each other whatsoever.
But, so who else is in your band? Are they from other bands? Are they people you played music with your whole life? Or
I got, there's me on drums and vocals. My friend Robbie Perry plays guitar and vocals. And my other friend Jeff Silva plays bass and vocals. And we're all from completely different parts of New England, but we say we're from Lowell because it's more interesting than saying we're from, you know, Dunstable.
When did you say Groton before or something?
We used to practice in, like, one of them used to live in Groton for a while. We practice in Dunstable and in a garage in the middle of nowhere, so no one can complain whatsoever.
Who were some of your favorite bands that you performed with Surprise Party?
Some of my favorite bands?
Yeah, who do you like to play with?
I shouldn't be saying this, otherwise people are going to come back and say, how come you didn't pick us?
Well, that's why I put you on the spot, you know.
You got to play favorites. Oh. This is the time.
I didn't know that I was coming onto this show to be slammed.
I just like everyone to love each other.
It's
you
an
know?
Ambush.
I just like to everyone pushes each other up, you know, like crowd surfing.
I like that. Well, I guess I'll just take the opportunity to throw some really awesome Lowell bands that
Wonderful.
Don't always get up to Boston. Right now I'm really digging, there's actually some really awesome prog bands coming out of Lowell.
Cool.
Just want to give a quick shout out to my friends in the band, Dennis, very Pink Floyd prog rock sort of inspired band, and also to Horse Mode. Like, they're also very proggy, but in a different kind of Minutemen, Dismemberment Plan kind of way.
That's right up my alley, personally.
Yeah. Oh, also, I definitely just throw one out to just Jim Warren in general. He has, like, 500 billion bands in Lowell, and they're all awesome.
That's awesome. Jason Lane with you. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, on the town with Mikey D, with Lee from Surprise Party and American Apparel. Do you guys want to play another song?
Sure, yeah.
Or actually, let me ask you this. Are these songs that you're playing as part of American Apparel, you said that they're pretty much Man Trouble songs stripped down?
Yeah, it depends. So the one that we did just now is a song, it's an older song that's more of an Americana type style.
Yeah.
And Man Trouble is a little bit more rock. But we do it as a band because Gordon in particular really likes it. Although I think Tom likes it too. So like we turn it into a little bit more of a rock song. But as far as American Apparel is concerned, like we're going to play some Man Trouble songs. But they're obviously not going to sound the same way that they would if Man Trouble did them. And we have another band that we play in, Tom and I. So we'll take some of those songs and strip them down and do them and... If we ever get our act together, we'll probably just write new stuff and play that too.
Cool. Yeah, the reason why I ask is because I always want people to figure out where they can get these songs.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that, I guess that Man Trouble is where you can find. Do you have any page or CD you want to plug real quick?
We do. So you can find Man Trouble. It's just man-trouble.com is the website. And you can also find us on Facebook, we're Man Trouble. I don't think there's any other one. Just the movie. They're really funny. Mm-hmm. With Jack Nicholson and the Tom Selleck stash. It's like amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in a band once where they just put Tom Selleck's face in the corner of every single flyer.
That's amazing. No.
It is amazing.
We have him, we have Jack Nicholson looking like him in our practice space. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's Facebook and there's Bandcamp.
Cool.
It's the same thing, mantrouble.bandcamp.com. All right.
And the Lee, what about Surprise?
I didn't get any
What about as I was asking him, I beat you to that. I won that race. I just want to point that out. Jason Lane won that race.
Before he could pout.
All right. Anyway.
Put that in a...
But he pouts so well, though.
Put that on a granite slab.
He does, doesn't he?
Jason Lane won the race.
I hope you get a stand-up routine, because you have great delivery. But anyway, tell me where we could find Surprise Party's music.
On Facebook, we're facebook.com/surpriseparty the band, because there's probably already so many other pages that are facebook.com/surpriseparty. And funnily enough, on Bandcamp, we're just surpriseparty.bandcamp.com. We beat all the other surprise parties to it.
And you know that people are just creating pages for like their friends' surprise parties too. So
that's awesome.
That's horrible.
Probably.
All right. Well, we're gonna say goodbye. But before you go, we'd like to hear one more song from you guys, if you can. And I'm gonna plug your show one more time. Woo-hoo. You can catch these guys, American Apparel, with Surprise Party, as well as the Gia Teenagers and 4-Point Restraints at Zuzu this Sunday, 5/27/18. And plus, Suze is actually going to give us the rest of the concert report, too, at around 10:20. So a lot of people tonight, and I'm excited about it. Because, you know, I'm kind of an introvert, and you guys are helping me extrovert out. This is great.
You can't see it, but everyone is just crammed into the studio at the same time. There's no waiting room. No one can move.
No.
We may pass out from a lack of oxygen.
And we're going to make all the introverts come out of their shell.
There you go. Tonight. All right, American Apparel, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
All right, and thank you, Lee, and we look forward to seeing Surprise Party
on Sunday.
As well.
All right.
So you put all the trash in the back room, bottle caps in the junk drawer. You pull all the carpets over, the holes and the cracks in the floor.
La 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 la.
You don't mind.
La 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 la.
It's all fine.
La 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 la.
Don't pretend you're not keeping score, 'cause you don't even hurt the way I do, and you don't even feel it in the air. You wanna put that 1-2 punch in. But I forgot the basement door was unlocked.
La 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 la.
You don't mind.
La 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 la.
It's all fine.
La 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 la.
Don't pretend you're not keeping score, 'cause you don't even hurt the way I do, and you don't even feel it in the air. You wanna put that 1-2 punch in. You wanna tell me you care.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in with Mikey Holland and the Daisies. That is Pictures of a Former Past, and that is a wonderful song. Before that, Boston Legends, The Upper Crust, Pleasure's All Mine, of Delusions of Grandeur. And Pam, we need you to help save our lives again. It's not just life-saving, these PSAs. I mean, you could be enlightening us as well.
Well, this is important information for people who might have a young person or an aspiring high school graduate or GED recipient in their lives, because inside every student there is a graduate. For some it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach. Someone who will help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. That's boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council, as well as your friends here at WMFO Medford.
Well, I'm now beaming with enlightenment.
Right.
And I'm very excited to play on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Pratik Poddar, and this is Emma by him.
Thank you. of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm all right. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies, at telling lies. It's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm all right. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies.
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D Boston concert report for the upcoming week. Starting things off is tomorrow, also known as Thursday, May 24th. A band that was born out of Ladies Rock Camp Boston, Thrust Club, is playing at Once Lounge tomorrow night with Dump Him and Sapling. That's at 8 p.m. The lounge opens at 6 for hanging out, drinks at the bar, pool, and pinball. This is a night of dancey, punky, rock and rolly, according to the band's Facebook pages. Also tomorrow night is Boston soul singer Jesse D. He is at Atwood's, backed by the B3 Kings. Jesse plays soul, rock and roll. He's amazing. And you should go to Atwood's Tavern tomorrow night in Cambridge to see him at 10 o'clock. for some neo soul over at the Lizard Lounge. It's Lady Lupine and Wild Versatile. That starts at 9 p.m. at Lizard Lounge over in Cambridge. Samantha Farrell is at Toad tomorrow night. She is jazz folk pop over in Porter Square, Cambridge at 7:30. For a night of indie rock hosted by WEMF Radio, you'll want to be at PA's Lounge tomorrow night for Shrink Ray, Buddha Fly, Church and Puppets, Christian Camaro. That's at PA's at 7:30 in Union Square, Somerville. For some rock, you can go to Zuzu tomorrow night for Today Junior, Moonroom, and the Owens. Zuzu's in Central Square, Cambridge, and that starts at 10 o'clock. Over at Ryle's, it's starting to be the last shows ever at Ryle's since they are closing in June. For some jazz, funk, Latin, and fusion music at Ryle's, go check out Next Tet. That's in Inman Square, Somerville at 8 o'clock. Celia Woodsmith has another awesome music project, Bluegrass, Walsh Woodsmith Quartet, featuring Zoe Gagano and Bobby Britt. That is at the goddamn delightful Burren Backroom Series, hosted by Tom Bianchi in Davis Square, Somerville, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. For reggae, hip-hop, and soul, head over to Bull McCabe's tomorrow night for Crush Factory. They are at Bull McCabe's every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. That's in Union Square, Somerville. Thunder Road tomorrow night is hosting Rocking for a Cure for Huntington's Disease, and that's in Union Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. A band called The Idolators will be playing, featuring Sal Baglio, leader of the Stompers, along with Jeff Keithline and Sam Wood. A bunch of other musicians will be joining them for a good cause, so check that out at Thunder Road. And now we're on to Friday, May 25th. It's also Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Club Passim is hosting their legendary three-day campfire festival. It starts Friday at noon. It started as a way to fill a bad booking weekend in 1998, but over the course of more than 15 years, the Campfire Festival has become the single biggest way that Passim develops new talent and celebrates the Boston area's amazing music scene. So you want to check that out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over at the Armory on Saturday, a klezmer duo who play wild instrumentals from the old country and heartfelt songs from Yiddish theater called Wandering Laughter at the Armory on Friday in Somerville at 6 o'clock. And then based on band logos alone, I guess that this next show is a metal show, and I was correct in guessing that. Chemist, Wormwood, and C are over at Once Somerville on Friday at 8 o'clock. And then for some indie rock, over at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville, it's Keith Kenny, Old Flame, and Buck Lonesome. Sally O'Brien's in Union Square at 9 o'clock. For some hip-hop, the Boston Matrix, a hip-hop night at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville, 8 o'clock on Friday. It's a multicultural hip-hop and visuals arts night to celebrate local musical and visual creatives. It's part of Aeronaut Brewing Company's Heritage segment. And then for the also, I'm going to say it again, goddamn delightful, Somerville Symphony Orchestra, they are at Bantam Cider on Friday night. They play there the last Friday of the month, every last Friday, 7:30 at Bantam. They are an all-original Eastern European punk-funk band, and they are lovely. Also on Friday, for some indie punk rock, is Summer Beard, Granaros, Radiator King at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. That's at 8 p.m. Club D'Elf is once again at the Lizard Lounge on Friday. They're Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk. That's at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Saturday, May 26th. It is indeed Memorial Day weekend, and the Campfire Festival, hosted by Club Passim, continues starting at noon in Harvard Square. Later that night, Sean Drinkwater and Unsolved Mysteries, the Daylilies, who Jay played earlier, and Dream Eaters from New York City are at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 9 p.m. on Saturday. Heroes Dance Party is reuniting with a building that they used to host their dance party in. Once known as TT the Bears, they're back at Sonia's over in Central Square, Cambridge. That's 80s new wave, electro punk, and some old school goth with DJ Chris Ewan, bartendrix Terry, and your hostess, Christine Santakis. That's 10 to 2 at Sonia's. Also on Saturday night is the local father and son duo, Hazel and Eric Royer. They're opening for Nashville's Lily May at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And one of my favorites to visit every month is the Church of Rock and Roll, Rock and Soul, at least I like to call it that. That's my informal title for Old Jack's last Saturdays at the Lizard Lounge. in Cambridge. That starts at 8:30, and they're joined by Fire in the Field and Newport, Rhode Island's Z-Boys. Also on Saturday night is Dirty Bird, a folky with feathered wings band. That's how they describe themselves on Facebook. Gentle Temper, who are an ocean folk with a blues tide band. Toledo, those three bands are playing at the Backroom Series at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And one more show for Saturday. Aeronaut Brewing Company is hosting a night of chill pop rock with Outbound Calling. That's at 8 p.m. in Somerville. Next up for the end of the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Sunday, May 27th, Matt Heaton's Garden Party at American Fresh Beer Garden. That's in Somerville, 2 to 4. Matt performs with the idea that music for kids can be entertaining and enjoyable for both children and their parents. He calls his performing style Toddler Billy. Also on Sunday is two sets of booze-fueled vintage country and rockabilly music. The legendary Boston musician Roy Sludge at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 6 p.m. There's also a Queer Femme Folk Fest at Aeronaut Brewing Company on Sunday in Somerville from 3 to 7 p.m. That features Evan Greer, Hawthorne, Eleanor Electra, and Pinky Promise, who's from New York City. Americana Sundays presents the Moon Raiders at Thunder Road in Union Square. This is Chris Hirsch's band, Honky Tonk Trucker Jazz. That's what Chris and the guys play. That's Sunday night at Thunder Road. And I forgot to note the time, but it's probably like 9-ish, 8-ish or 9-ish. Also,
good guess.
It's a fairly safe guess. 8-ish, 9-ish. Also on Sunday night for some R&B, soul, jazz, and pop, it's Allie McGurk at Atwood's Tavern, Cambridge at 10 o'clock. You can also head over to Zuzu for bands that Jason talked to this evening. For rock, noir, post-punk, dark wave, and indie, it's the Four Point Restraint, the Gia Teenagers, Surprise Party. One of the guys from the band was here earlier. And then American Afferal, who played a couple songs for you earlier. They're at Zuzu Central Square, Cambridge at 9 o'clock on Sunday. And then for a four-piece bluegrass, old-timey, swingy folk band, Gin Daisy's monthly show at the Plow and Stars is on Sunday. It's an afternoon show, 4:30 to 6, over in Central Square, Cambridge. And then the last Sunday of each month, it's the Ship of Fools at Toad. They play Grateful Dead classics in the Spirit of the Dead's famed improvisational dance hall style. The Ship of Fools are at Toad on Sunday in Porter Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. Next up is Monday, May 28th. I heard a rumor earlier from Doug that there is an open mic at Once on Monday. I could not find any details of it on the internet, but I believe it is happening, and you should go to Once early mid-evening and see Doug Toms, legendary Boston rock and roller who's back in town, and other musicians doing the open mic thing. Also on Monday night for some retro rock, it's a project by a group of veteran Boston musicians. The legendary Kazbats are at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. Possibly the award for the curious, awesome band names of the evening, Eggy Benedict. They will be at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge, on Monday, along with Tuft, Bobby's Oar, and Me and the Teacup. I didn't find a lot of information about them, but Me and the Teacup is a young woman who plays ukulele, and Eggy Benedict, I don't know, I'm sure they're lovely and delightful. Who doesn't love Eggs Benedict? And then also on Monday, May 28th, is the every Monday of the month, every Monday, is Downbeat Mondays with Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas. They usually have a special guest. This past Monday was Sarah Borges, and that was amazing and lovely. Not sure who the guest will be next week, but you should definitely check it out. That starts at 10 p.m. at the Sinclair in Harvard Square, Cambridge. And then on to Tuesday, May 29th, for some rock and bluegrass over at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. It's Zach Bull's Magnetic Toboggan, also a really great band name, Deceptive Lemons, and Jam Sandwich. Those bands are all playing at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 29th. For some emo, rock, alternative, pop, and singer-songwriter music, head over to O'Brien's Pub on Tuesday, the 29th, for Allison and Moon, Shallow Pools, and Hyber. That starts at 8 p.m. at O'Brien's. For another band that described themselves as rock mixed with jazz-minded horn blasts, the Drunk Monkeys are having an album release show on Tuesday at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, and that starts at 8 p.m. Once every Tuesday hosts Heavy Metal Tuesday. That starts at 7 p.m. over at the Once Lounge in Somerville. And then one more for Tuesday. Every Tuesday of the month is Ghetto People Band at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. That's reggae, and it starts at 10 p.m. Next up is Wednesday, May 30th, finishing up the week. Also another every week. This is every Wednesday. Singer, songwriter, ukulele, piano, melodica, and loop pedal player Anais Azul is at Dudley Cafe in Roxbury. That's an early afternoon show at 12 p.m. And then another album release party for some rock and roll. Lost Dog has an EP release with Daytime Wino, Sophia Bell, at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May 20th. And that's your On the Town with Mikey D. Boston Concert Report. I will see you out there.
Thank you, Suze.
You are most welcome.
You go so long without even hesitating. It's amazing.
So
you should
long.
You should run for public office.
I don't know about that. But well, you know.
Anyway, in a few minutes, we're going to have Climate Change. They're a band from Holland. They're going to be performing live in Studio D. But before that, some dangerous beats from Latrell James with his track, Okay. Okay? Thanks, Suze.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay, okay. It seems like no one got no common sense here. Okay, okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seems like no one got no common sense here. Okay. I'll probably kill myself from bottle sipping. Okay. Cause I be drinking just to solve my issues. Okay. Okay. I spent $200 on some scratcher tickets. Okay. Okay. And I ain't make a buck on none of them bitches. Okay. Okay. My luck been running now. Larry Bird had his ass a clover. Michael Jordan had a Pippin. Wake me up when it's all over. I've been down, but don't fuss. Down in the cup.
Drain.
Brown in my cup. This ain't Henny pimping.
Drain.
Bank account was looking low. Having thoughts of hitting Brink so I could pay his way to college before he see kindergarten. Work this 9 to 5 till I get a new position and it's paying 12 an hour for a system. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay.
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay.
Okay.
I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay.
Okay.
It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay.
Okay.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians.
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business.
Okay.
I ain't got time for all the contradictions.
Okay.
It seem like no one got no common sense here.
Okay.
I lost my cousin once the water whipping. Okay.
Okay.
He served his time and care for all his children. Okay.
Okay.
He told me stay in school and not the prisons. Okay.
Okay.
And pick your pants up, you are not an hoodie. Okay.
Okay.
My luck been running now. Peyton Manning had his ass a horseshoe. Kobe Bryant had Shaquille. Get yours now. I'm trying to warn you. I've been down, but don't fuss. Drown in the cup.
Drain.
Drown in my cup. This ain't E and J.
Drain.
Never seen a rapper try to pay his way through college, buying food and all your books. What have you broke by next deposit? Refund check that go to travel. Refund checks that's in your closet. And I need a refund check if you ever flaked on a solid.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians.
Okay.
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay.
Okay.
I ain't got time for all the contradictions.
Okay.
Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here.
Okay.
Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians.
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business.
Okay.
I ain't got time for all the contradictions.
Okay.
It seem like no one got no common sense here.
If they want the truth, they'll guys.
Hey folks, we're the Climate Change Band. We got Jerry Yamalakis on drums, got Reno Daly playing bass, their rhythm. For leads, we have Matt Gilbert on lead guitar. And then we have the extra dimensionalist, J. Bruce Scott, on lap steel guitar with Whammy Bar. I'm Michael Weddle. Together we are Climate Change. We're going to do some original songs. Teach and learn. All right, that was the Scoundrel song. Our next song is a sort of a moving tune. Called Take Me Home. How are we doing out there, Joel? Good, good, good of you to have us. We appreciate WMFO Studios for having the Climate Change Band. It's very kind of you. This next song I'm an old man, if you hear me coughing and sort of puffing and coughing out the demons.
What are you if we don't hear you coughing?
A young man?
Gotta cast out the demons. This song, we all have a moment like this. It's called Song in My Head. I was walking down the beach and a song came into my head. And here it is here.
And then this one came into your head.
On another occasion entirely.
Song is you.
had to cough halfway through that.
Not permitted. We are on the air.
But we made it.
There will be no coughing.
Okay. Once you've well-established love, different things are going on. You go out to a club. You like to dance. Well, there's a dance called Vibrate.
Oh, that one.